Welcome to Cancel This, CancelTheShow.com. It is a Friday. It is a free-for-all Friday. I'm Vic Faust, Lizzie Sparks, Projo in the house. You guys know what we do. We bring it loud. We bring it strong. We bring it truthful Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 a.m. Central. And of course, you can catch all of our shows at CancelTheShow.com, our library of information, infotainment, and of course, the live cast, the comments. Hundreds of comments. I guess we get into the thousands sometimes when it comes to the longer show. We are grateful for you jumping in. Okay, lots to get to. We've got a Friday show for you. Coming up at 8:30, we're going to talk with a friend of mine, family friend, and super, super intelligent woman. She's totally kicking ass with Third Angle Inc. It's a company based out of Chicago right now. They're an entrepreneur. Entrepreneur company. She was a dean in the Kellogg's Business School at Northwestern, one of the best business schools, created a completely new degree program. She's going to be joining us at 8:30. She has hope for St. Louis.
I can't wait to hear why she thinks that.
I know.
I can't wait to hear that.
And we'll also ask her about academia these days, college, what it's like. She was a longtime professor at Northwestern University from the St. Louis metropolitan area. And she kind of tells it how it is, which is great. And she's also helping us with our business here. Just super. And she'll explain with her new book how not only do they help companies, but they help individuals.
Did she scold you too, like Joe and I did this morning?
No, but she's about the positive mindset.
Okay, I love that. I love that.
It all, everything starts with your mind. So she'll join us at about 8:30. If Eric shows up, we'll do a 9 o'clock hour.
Very good. Very good.
And the reason being is I've been gone this week. Because on the side, I do, I'm in surgical sales. So I work with cardiovasculars and interventional radiologists. I am in surgeries and do that. So that's where I had to be. We had a big medical convention in St. Louis this week.
So interesting.
Yeah. Until we make enough money here, I have to do that.
Yeah. I think we all do.
But I do like medical. I've been in my first job out of college. It wasn't in, I was doing radio. I was a color commentator for Mizzou football.
Nice.
But my first job, I sold x-ray. I do like medical. And anyway, so that's where I've been. But the great thing about this is, as long as you have people who are every bit as good as you, I could go away and do that and not have to worry about anything.
Well, there's just a really great team here of people. I mean, when Megan comes in, she's fantastic. When Derek comes in, he's so funny. And Projo keeps us all going. So,
well, I was at the gas station this morning getting a coffee on my way in. My boy Tony.
Hi, Tony.
Tony listens to the show. He did not even know that we had a show. Somebody told, because it was another gas station guy who I talked to. Remember, he's the Democrat.
That's
he
right.
says he doesn't like Biden, but he hates Trump. So he's like, I guess I'm a Democrat then. And I told him about the show. Well, he told the owner started listening. He's like, oh my God. He's like, that's the best stuff I've heard.
Oh, I love that. So that's great.
So this morning I run in, I get a coffee, and he goes, hey, I just want to let you know, quote, the girls. I love the girls.
Oh, I like being called one of the girls. I'm sure Megan would too. We like that.
Megan and Lizzie, the last couple of days, the show doing great. We're appreciative of that. Thank you for that. Also, then he goes, and you know what? He's like, the platform that I've gone to that I like the best for streaming is X.
Yeah, that's our best platform right now. And what, we've only been on there about a month?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I mean, Facebook, YouTube, Rumble, X, we're on all of those, Clout Hub.
Twitch.
So, you may be able to see, or I don't even know if people can see how many, but we have hundreds of people watching live, which is fantastic. And then, of course, thousands and thousands who watch throughout the day. And, of course, the recorded episode. So we're grateful for everybody jumping in and doing that. Liking, subscribing, sharing the show. That's how we grow, letting people know what we do here. Facts, not fiction. Facts, not feelings. Facts, facts, facts all day long. Having some fun. Talking about the things that are going on. The water cooler talk. Trying to be ahead of stories. And, of course, keeping score. Because the media doesn't keep score for you. We do. They're like, look at this, look at that, look at this. And you're like, wait a second. I remember when you told me this and you told me that. Okay, coming up, we've got Jeannie Agnew. She is the founder and CEO of Third Inc. Incorporated. We're going to get to her at about 8:30. Also, we've got a warning from, Chris Wray, the FBI director, warning us now that China is going to attack us from within. Mm-hmm. Thanks. We appreciate it. We've been telling you this stuff. in and out. And then we've also got a variety of videos that'll just make you go, what the hell?
Yeah, what the hell's going on?
What the hell is going on? Israel did respond. They shot back at not only Iran, but parts of Syria and Iraq. You know this is going to go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And then an Indianapolis mom, she kills her baby, and the judge finds her not guilty.
I can't even believe that.
I don't know, and drugs are involved. This isn't a postpartum syndrome, postpartum depression situation.
It's just a drug addict.
It sounds like it's a drug addict, and it frustrates the hell out of me. So we'll try to get into some of those stories here right now. Right out of the gate, though, this from a couple days ago, Joe Biden.
Oh, good old
Joe. He tried to order a milkshake yesterday, and he was feeble, and just because of time, we don't have time to show it. But a few days ago, Joe Biden gave a warning to Israel. He said he told Israel that they couldn't go attack this. Listen to what he had to say here.
And I made it clear to Israelis, don't move on Haifa. It's just not, I mean, anyway, I just, look what we did recently when Israel was attacked. And I made it clear.
Okay, Joe Biden just said, don't move on Haifa. To Israel. So don't attack Haifa. Haifa is located in Israel.
Oh my gosh. You talk about somebody that is just, his brain is gone.
This is why the media, this is why the left, this is why the deep state, as our boy Donald Trump tells you about, they want to go after Donald Trump because they know Joe Biden can't do it. Mm-hmm. He can't campaign. He's trying to find a sweet spot. So what do? They put him around ice cream. Yesterday, I can't remember. Where was he at yesterday? I can't remember the name of the place. Wawa or Wowa? Or
yes, I think that's what it was too.
And he's like, it's a gas station.
Wawa. So. He's like, could you give me a milkshake? Milkshake. It sounded like he was asking for like a black and white milkshake.
He actually said that, a black and white milkshake. And he was trying to reduplicate Donald Trump being in Chick-fil-A where everybody was cheering and yelling. Nobody cared.
Nobody does care.
Nobody cared.
Not only does nobody care, then look at his rally. Look at Joe Biden's rally from yesterday when he's walking around. You've got to check this out. Imagine the rallies that we have with Donald Trump. You can't get into facilities. There's lines down the street, thousands, tens of thousands of people showing up because it's real. The media will not show you. National media won't talk about it. Local media doesn't talk about it. And then this right here, ladies and gentlemen, is the support for one Joe Biden.
Oh my gosh, there's nobody there.
Look at this. That's a campaign rally for the sitting president of the United States of America. Crickets.
That's crazy.
All right, you can't make
you can't make this stuff up. But like Heather's saying, but Biden will win again. And Bindi's saying, no, people just went about their business when, you know, Sleepy Joe was getting his milkshake. I mean, nobody cares. They don't care. And they're going to try to say again that 81 million votes come in for that guy. Come on, we're not dumb. I mean, I do think there are people who like him because they just hate Donald Trump, but there's not enough of them. There just isn't enough of them.
Well, we show you, and we're here to show you all of the stuff that's going on because the jury is now set and people. And I love it when the Trump derangement syndrome crowd messages me, they got the jury set.
Oh,
he's going down. Mm-hmm. It's like the mind.
They're so excited. They're giddy over it. And they know who the jurors are. Now, they know.
Listen, I'm not going to call all liberals people with mental illness. I know that I'm not going to go where you are yet.
I know.
But there's a lot of information and facts that are pushing me, like Joe Biden walking over.
That's right. I mean, they're coming over there.
Over to your side.
That's right. Democrats that are not informed are just prideful and are doubling down. And they're not dumb. But the ones that are progressive left, they do have a mental problem. They really do. There's some. I mean, you have to find out something happened to them to make them that deranged.
Yeah. So here's the issue with that. The jury is now set.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump's team asked to find out some of the names, and like the judge is refusing to give jurors names. Well, we got to protect them. Then now the media in New York, like, oh, Trump people are going to go hurt the jury, so we can't let you know who they are. They have had countless opportunities countless opportunities mm-hmm. to do the right thing, and they haven't. They are going to fix this trial, and we have said it from the get-go. They're going to find him guilty. You know it. It's going to happen. It's already set in plan, and now they have the media backing them up. This is the worst thing we have ever seen happen to a former president in the history of this country, much less anybody else going into court. What has happened? The jury is now set, 12 jurors. I guarantee they're going to find him guilty. There is
you
no,
know they are.
There, this is already there. They're going to. This was a kangaroo court from the get-go.
Mm-hmm.
It has not been done right. This is what happens in America right now, and it's because Americans have sat back. They have allowed, oh, just comfort. We don't want to talk about politics. Mm-hmm. No, we don't want to upset people. We don't want to talk about faith or religion. No, you guys, you do what you need to do. You know, we're just going to do our happy hours and our sports and have our little circle and get our Lululemon and everything's going to be fine. And Lizzie's going to eat her Chick-fil-A, even though it's killing her.
I'm going to be hanging around with Donald Trump eating Chick-fil-A. That's what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to let Donald Trump buy me a milkshake when he comes to Missouri.
You guys could dance to the milkshake song.
Absolutely. I certainly will dance to that song with him.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything more about Donald coming to Missouri, by the way.
But, I haven't heard any more either.
But I will let you know. Rob from the chat line says, again, they claim Trump supporters are going to do what they did. Look at the Supreme Court justices, BLM, et cetera. Does say, Vic and Lizzie and Projo, liberalism is a mental disease. Most vote Democrat.
I agree with him 100%. Like I said, just a plain old Democrat that is not really that engaged and only vote because they're union or only vote because of their prideful and they can't admit they're wrong. They're not dumb. They're just doubling down in their pride. So I don't want to call them dumb. But if you're progressive left and you say you're progressive left, literally your elevator doesn't go up to the top floor.
Well, as we have watched this happen over the last year, and we told you everything that was going to happen, and they won't stop. They can't have Donald Trump in office. They being the deep state that Donald Trump has told us about for a year. The media. Now, there is a deep state. Now, I feel like there's the people who don't like Donald Trump may not know about everything going on. They just don't like him. Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
But the orders are coming from the top. Mm-hmm. This has been a coordinated effort. Somehow, some way, Donald Trump has continued to win. He has continued to overcome. He has continued to jump over every hurdle that has been thrown in his way. And the American people have done the opposite of what the deep state thought that they would do.
That's right. Doubling. They're the ones doubling down. Trump is more popular than he's ever been.
And on top of it all, he's going to be found guilty of something.
Mm-hmm.
They are going to try to rake him over the coals. It's the same situation. And then something else is going to come. And then if and when, by chance, we pray to God, he does get into office, it's not going to stop there. We have highlighted and tried to be ahead of the curve when it came to all of the Republicans in Congress all of a sudden just leaving office. Oh, we're going to leave. So that there's no way in hell that Donald Trump could be president and have the Senate. And or have the House. These are the situations, and it's going to affect you in your life every day in every way.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? The money continues to pour in for Donald Trump.
Sure does.
Even the liberal ratings. They'll try to say, well, Donald Trump is equal with Joe Biden in Pennsylvania. No way. And now I'm reading and studying more about how the RNC has turned the tables on the DNC when it comes to having a safe and fair election. The fact that we even have to talk, oh yeah, we're going to have a safe and fair election. Talking about video monitoring now.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about video. I mean, it's going to be nuts. I'm just telling you, it's going to be, election is going to be nuts in 2024.
It sure is.
You're going to have supporters. You're going to have people who are against you. You're going to have video. Long story short, they're putting in place, or trying to put in place video cameras to try to watch everything that's being done.
And that's good if the video cameras are put there by somebody that's on the right side of things. If it's on the left side of things,
no, this is coming from the RNC.
Well, then I'm really happy about that.
These are the plans that they're trying to put in place right now.
Good.
Just because I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat, we try to give you the facts and then you decide. And I think all the facts show there's no doubt, 100% that Donald Trump is the best man for the job at this point in time. Joe Biden isn't even a candidate. Come on. Mm-hmm. We know he's not a candidate. He can barely walk, talk, speak. People wipe in his mouth. And all these. He screws up on the daily, if not the weekly, when it comes to world situations. He doesn't know countries. He doesn't know towns.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't know where he is. We get all that. And we've broke that down and we'll continue to do that. But this is a massive, massive problem that we're trying to deal with right now. And it's not going to stop. And then on top of it all, guess what we have now? You have the FBI director, Chris Wray, again. Let me remind you, after October 7th, he's like, well, you know, these kind of things could happen in the United States. There's a lot of illegals have come in. Now listen to what he said about China. Check this out with China. Oh, yeah. Yeah, remember all those Chinese nationalists that have come across our southern border up almost 300% from the previous year? Now listen to what Chris Wray talks about, and this coming on the heels of several reports. Now I know people go, oh, it's Friday, it's conspiracy theory. Lara Logan telling you that China was responsible for the ship cyber attack that took down the Key Bridge. She broke it down in a 5-minute report, was outstanding. And you can agree or disagree, I don't care. We're just bringing you facts, and we're showing you the reports that have been done. Listen to what Chris Wray's talking about China now.
Our most immediate concern has been that individuals or small groups will draw some kind of twisted inspiration from the events in the Middle East to carry out attacks here at home. But now, increasingly concerning, is the potential for a coordinated attack here in the homeland, akin to the ISIS-K attack we saw at the Russia Concert Hall just a couple weeks ago. Our most immediate concern.
Oh, really? That sounds like fun.
Uh-huh.
Here we go again, everybody.
Here we go again.
China, and they're trying to protect themselves. Something else is going to happen, people. And I hate to say it, but it's coming.
It is coming. Paul thinks that Ray is just setting the table for the Black Swan event that's going to delay the election. So, I mean, a lot of people really do believe that the election is going to be delayed or not happen at all because of all these wars, because they know they cannot cheat enough, even with Donald Trump, against Sleepy Joe.
So I don't know if it concerns you because we're starting to hear about more of these things happening, but we are dealing with a problem right now. We've got the Middle East. That's not dying down anytime soon. If anything, it's only going to get worse. And it will get worse until guess who takes care of the issue? I'm not trying to talk about him being a messiah. I'm not trying to talk about him being a savior. But zero wars, zero issues when Donald Trump is in office.
Mm-hmm.
And he will stop the shit that's going on.
That's right.
In a heartbeat. It's going to take a while. There's so much to do if and when he gets back into office. We know that. But it's, you guys are awake, but there's still so many people who are awoke and they just don't get it. They don't get it in America because things have been so damn good, as we talk about. But I am seriously, 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 seriously concerned about what we're having to deal with right now when it comes to the whole situation regarding this country and safety and everything that has happened with the border, as we talk about. And coming up on Tuesday, we are going to talk with Alex, who does marketing with us. His wife is in the midst of trying to figure out her situation becoming a legal citizen.
Because where is she from? Do you remember?
Italy.
Italy. Okay. That's right.
He says he has uncovered a situation of how they are allowing, the government is allowing all the people to come in. It's almost as if he says he doesn't think that he could not believe that his wife doesn't have to do all the things that you used to do in the country. Anybody can come in now,
right,
and stay.
And they can just come and stay. They can come over on a work visa or they can come over because they got married and then they don't have to go back.
So that on the heels of everything that Chris Wray has told us now, after everything that Chris Wray, the FBI director, told us after the October 7th attack on Israel. And then, of course, Israel responded. And of course, now Iran is responding, saying it's going to get worse. And of course, you know, there's a lot of positioning. But and there's a lot of talk, but now we're starting to see the stuff backed up. So anyway, wish we had better news when it comes to that on a Friday. But people are just getting bizarre. And that's what we do on Fridays. We talk about some of these crazy things that are going on. Lisa, you have to set up this next story because I couldn't believe this actually happened. I don't even know where to go with this when it comes to taking in a person to a bank in the condition that this person was in. And I'm just going to let you explain it. That's why I say what I say in that coy way.
Well, and there was a lady that she's in Brazil that had an uncle that he already offered to give her a $3,000 loan, but then he died. So she takes her dead uncle in a wheelchair in because even though the loan was approved, it was actually approved, they still needed his signature. So the Brazil police have now taken her into custody literally over this $3,000 loan. Because watch this video. You can tell he's dead. I mean, I've never seen a dead person like up close.
She took in a deceased person.
Her dead uncle. Because she wanted and this happened in Brazil, and she wanted a $3,000 that her uncle said he would loan her. And the loan was already set up, but he needed to sign. So she knew that he died, so she took him in dead to the bank to sign. You won't believe this. You can't make this shit up. Oh my gosh, look at her head.
For our listeners on the podcast, we are showing video of a woman with a guy that we're told is deceased. She has him in a wheelchair trying to use his handprint to get a loan in Brazil.
And he looks gray. His skin color is definitely gray and his mouth is open. It almost looks like a mannequin to me, but apparently it's her dead uncle that offered her $3,000.
And this is our Free For All Friday show where we show just bizarre, wild, crazy, just kind of off the beaten path.
That's right.
A little bit of politics.
Yeah, and like Heather's saying, and nobody at the bank noticed, I think somebody at the bank did notice.
Hell yeah, they did.
Because the Brazilian police did come take her into custody. I don't know what's happened beyond that, but I just thought
Friday. I'm glad you found that. I mean, it goes to show people have just gone nuts.
They have gone nuts. They've gone absolutely ridiculous. And I thought it was great for a Friday to show this is what people are doing. And we're not talking about a couple million. It's $3,000. Is it worth going to jail for $3,000?
From the chat line, Glenn says that looks like Biden.
It really does look like Biden.
I'm waiting to see Joe look at me like, Vic, come on. Let's not go there.
I don't know. It looks like Biden to me, too.
Ben says Weekend at Bernie's. You know the movie. I mean, proof that people will do anything for money.
That's true. Not even that much that you would take your uncle that supposedly you trusted enough and loved enough to ask for the loan, and then he's dead.
Oh, my God.
So she puts him in a wheelchair. So think about how he has to stink.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, let your brain go there.
It's a Friday. We try to have fun and be positive and happy on Fridays, don't we? For the most part, or at least we try.
And I don't know if that's funny or disgusting or both. I don't know.
It's only
disturbing.
Funny
it's
to me.
Oddity.
Yeah. It is an oddity.
It's only funny to me when I think the comment is that Biden or Weekend at Bernie's from that standpoint. Anyway, those are the things that happen. This is cancelthisshow.com. I'm Vic Faust, Lizzie Sparks, Projo in the house as well. You know what we do? We're here Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 a.m. Central. And of course, check out all of our shows, cancelthisshow.com. Please like, subscribe, share the show. Let people know. That's what we do. We have guests from all around the country. You can catch us on all kinds of platforms, X, Rumble, YouTube, Facebook, Cloud Hub, and then, of course, all the streaming channels when it comes to the audio podcast of Apple, Spotify, Google, and more. So we are grateful for that. But at this point in time, I want to bring in a friend and a family friend of mine and somebody who I deeply respect and getting to know even more. Her name is Jeannie Eggnow, and Jeannie is the CEO of a company called Third Angle Inc. She's the founder and CEO. It's a growth innovation company, value creation firm that enables businesses to realize their ultimate potential, but also helping individuals realize their potential as well. From the first time I talked to her, she's like, it's all about a positive mindset. You got to have a positive mindset. Worked with tons of companies all across America, big companies. And also, she is a consultant, an author, an inventor, an innovator, an entrepreneur. But her company is about entrepreneurship. And I've never really heard about entrepreneurship until I started talking with Jeannie. Jeannie, welcome into the show. We appreciate it. Thanks for joining us on our Wild Crazy Friday edition.
Thanks for having me. Boy, what a story to follow, huh?
Yeah, I know.
We're sorry we did that to her. She's a family friend, and you put her after the dead guy.
Yeah, but if anybody could do it, it would be Jeannie, especially after all of your years of teaching the brightest at the Kellogg Business School at Northwestern University. If you could remind people, or at least tell people, I know it, you're reminding me, but let people know a little bit about your background, and then we can get into what you're doing, talking about the state of helping cities, because you're somebody who I had to take a step back, and you're like, Vic, you just have to have a positive mindset. St. Louis can be helped. St. Louis can regenerate itself from a business standpoint. And I'm like, I don't know. And she's like, it's about your positive mindset, Vic. So let everybody know a little bit about yourself.
Okay. So I've spent just about all of my professional life with one foot in the door of academia and one foot in the door of business. And what I became known for at Northwestern University, where Kellogg is this entrepreneurship thing, doing startups and making them run and creating new businesses within a business. And then I started getting asked to do that for companies. They wanted to do new businesses or new ways of doing business. And it's really hard to do. It's a form of innovation. And the rates of success are abysmal. It's like less than 20% of new things succeed in business, at least. And I know it's about the same in other sorts of institutions like cities and universities as well. So for 25 years, I've been doing that sort of work, not just from a heady academic point of view, but practically making it happen and working with others. And so I kept notes for, 25, 30 years of when it works and when it doesn't. And that has led me now to the method that our company uses and a book that of mine that's just going to come out this summer so people can learn and use it to make their lives and their businesses more successful.
What's the name of the book again? We're showing a picture of it, and we'll let people know about this, because the thing that fascinated me with you at first was how you had this positive mindset and how this has worked. And we'll talk about all the massive companies that you've helped around America.
So the name of the book is The Power of Hidden Treasures, and it's about how to break through your growth barriers. And one of the biggest growth barriers is mindsets, and catapult your business from surviving to thriving. So there's a lot of businesses and people and places that are just sort of getting along. They're surviving, but eventually that curve goes down and you die. So you've got to jump the curve and thrive. And this book is all about how to do that. And what's amazing is you have most of what you need all around you in your networks. And that was my big discovery that I can't wait to share.
One of the situations that you told me about that's also in the book is something that was done with waste management. Can you the company Waste Management, can you give an example and then maybe how that could tie in to St. Louis? Because I mean, we have listeners from all across the country, but every inner city has its issues. So people can understand there's issues in Chicago, there's issues in Detroit, there's issues in Dallas. And of course, we have massive amounts of issues here in St. Louis.
Well, in some ways, waste management story turns out to be a public-private partnership, and it was accidentally discovered. So here's the story from the business point of view. Waste management was on the verge of losing many municipality contracts because garbage hauling was considered a commodity, and they charged more than their competitors, and they just couldn't make the case that they were worth more. So put kind of a pin in that for a second. At the same time, across North America, there was this discovery that the garbage truck drivers who are out in the early morning, 5 a.m. in the alleys and streets, seeing things that other people don't see, like burning buildings, abuse, throwing kittens in the, trash can, off fights, awful stuff. The drivers were jumping off their trucks to intervene in this and save people's lives and, stop fires and all this kind of thing. So great intentions, but you could see how the company would get upset about that and say it's dangerous, knocks you off schedule, get sued. Many reasons why they thought it was a bad idea. So they told my friend Zach Lowe, who's now on our Third Angle team, and was the chief security officer, Zach, make them stop. And so Zach said, wait a minute, and this gets back to the mindset. There's something good in what they're doing. How could we use it to help them and help us and help our communities? So he, formerly being with the FBI, had a lot of connections in law enforcement across the country. So he went and talked to them about what were the dying, burning needs of the cities. And it was having more, ears and eyes on the ground, because the police and first responders couldn't be everywhere all the time. And how could they really help, how could they help waste management and the drivers, how could they help the cities be more responsive? So instead of long story short, instead of jumping off the trucks and responding themselves, they set up a way where they could call essentially a 911 and the city law enforcement and first responders would get over to the situation quickly. And when city mayors and things started seeing that, they saw the value added of waste management and all those contracts came to fruition. So it was wonderful for both the cities and waste management and the drivers. And there's lots of stories of how Zach did it. You know, the secret sauce of the method is it's little things. So there's lots of things, if you read the book, that Zach did to make that work. So that's an example of how I just think in St. Louis, for instance, there could be, there's so much more potential that's not being utilized. And, you know, it breaks my heart. So we can talk more about that.
But you're from the St. Louis area originally, from the Illinois side. But it's hard for me. I'm trying to keep a positive mindset, but I don't think there's anything that we could have positive in St. Louis without having crime taken care of. That's just my humble opinion. And I don't know where you come from that standpoint. And I'm not trying to be mean or negative, I promise.
Yeah. So what we do is look at the situation holistically. For sure, crime is a barrier. But, you know, there was an article in the Wall Street Journal last week. You know, one, you don't want to see yourself on the cover of the Wall Street Journal talking about the terrible use of or downfall of commercial real estate downtown. And I thought, you know, maybe commercial real estate is not the way to think about it. Maybe you have to think more fundamentally, like how to capture the vibrancy of St. Louis and redefine what work looks like and what typifies St. Louis. What do people rally around? What do they come downtown for? And in the city and the neighborhoods, eating, sports. How do you kind of rethink that and give people things to do other than crime? And then put your foot down when crime happens. You've got to be willing to get better. And that's what I find in companies and cities. You say you want to get better, you got to be willing to do it and do some hard things, but you got to set up some positive alternatives to begin with and kind of reframe the situation.
You've worked with so many companies across the country. We're showing a list now of all the companies that you have worked with. I'm curious, as we show this and people see the list, what's some of the biggest successes or maybe one success that comes to mind out of all the companies that are hiring you? When I saw and you told me all the people that you worked with, I was like, my God, this entrepreneurship, it's the way to go. People want to continue to make money with what they have already. What is a positive that you were able to do where somebody was willing to listen to the advice that you had?
Well, there was one example, a large energy company, I won't name it by name, that hired us to come in and work on many of their different projects that were stuck. And for instance, one of their projects, they were trying to negotiate with a foreign government for a lease in to drill for oil. And the president of that country, who had all to say, was like, no, 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 you promised to drill in this spot, drill. And they're like, but there's no oil there. We need more time. So the original question was, Jeannie, how do we get him to give us more time? And it's like, is that really what you want? When we reframe the question and kind of map their network, what we realized is they wanted a long-term trusting relationship so they could help that country grow and they could kind of have first mover advantage. So they needed an intermediary to someone the president already trusted and had a trusted relationship to go in and talk to him about what the long game was. So it was the country of Norway who advises these developing nations about how to work with the big oil companies. So what had taken them a year and they were about to lose $17 million, they resolved in 2 weeks by having their friends over in Norway go in and chat and then, you know, kind of set up a $1 billion win on the other side.
In two weeks. See, now we think that's what Donald Trump will do. And I'm not going to make you talk politics, but we know that's what Donald Trump will do if he's elected. Things will change in 2 weeks. He'll need to hire you to come into St. Louis and other parts of the country.
That would be great.
I don't know that things always change in 2 weeks, but I tell you one thing about that I love about the process of when you do entrepreneurship correctly is like you not only get the win of what you're after, but you improve the system itself as you go because you're using the assets, the people, the properties. And I think that's one of the things he's really great at. He can see holistically and how all of that stuff works together.
Good. Yeah. Well, he's a good businessman. You're a good businesswoman. I wanted to pop back up for our audio listeners as well. to explain some of the companies are people who are watching. I mean, Kraft, Raytheon, ExxonMobil, Discover, Chest, Bank of America, Equity, Google, GE. If you could really quick, and I know Lizzie has a question or two as well. Can you tell me what happened with Snuggle when you guys went in with that whole situation of how things can change?
Was that the fabric software?
Yeah, the Snuggle Bear.
Oh, the cute bear.
Yeah, no, I was getting excerpts from her book. This is in your book too, isn't it?
It is. You know, our cute bear, Snuggle Bear, was about to go extinct.
Aww.
All of a sudden, his market share dropped. And they could not figure out why, did typical market research and couldn't figure it out. So they brought in our friend Joe, who's on our team and worked at Unilever at the time, and said, can you help us figure it out and bring him back to break even or else he's gone? So Joe said, you know, there's got to be a reason we're not looking at. So again, long story short, and a lot of these, the other nice thing about these stories is it doesn't require huge budgets to do some of this. In fact, Joe had like no budget. They had taken away advertising, market research, all this. So he asked his neighbors to sample Snuggle fabric softener for 2 weeks and tell him what's happening, what's wrong. There's got to be something going wrong. So the secret came out that when they followed the directions to the T on the bottle, took the clothes out of the washing machine, put them in the dryer, everything was fine. If, like most of us, you don't follow the directions and you leave your laundry in the washing machine for a while, then you put them in the dryer, the clothes smelled like dirty, wet dogs.
Oh, the poor little bear smelled like a dirty, wet dog.
Exactly, exactly. So once they found that out, they're like, ah, somebody changed the formula. And that's the effect. So they went and talked to R&D and supply chain, and they said, we did change the formula to save cost, but honestly, we tested it scientifically to make sure it had no effects. Well, testing it scientifically didn't test it in the real world. They tested it according to the instructions on the bottle. So they got them to change the formula back, but then they had to bring Snuggle back. So through some relationships with sales and Walmart and other vendors, they got Snuggle, you know, back on the shelves, good advertising. As a matter of fact, they started making profits so quickly again that they brought that back to do national advertising. And the commercial you probably remember is when the little kid's talking to the bear and maybe even pokes him in the belly and he laughs. That was like the new invention to bring Snuggle back. And so, wonderful success story, again, by digging in your hidden treasures, that they're all, the answer is all around you. You just have to know what questions to ask and where to dig.
Do you snuggle, Jeannie?
I do.
Do you snuggle with the Snuggle Bear, Jeannie? That's what I really want to know, because he's so cute.
He is so cute. Yeah. How could you not, right?
And yeah.
He's a very good boy. Right.
Yeah, new Coke should have hired you. Coke should have, with that whole debacle. That coming from the chat line as well.
That's right.
Oh, gosh, we get talking so much. You want to ask?
I do. I do want to ask her a question. You know, speaking of, you know, our priorities and snuggling, we have our little kids that we raise from little bitty things that we want to snuggle, and then we send them off to college. And I know that you are very versed in academia. And my question is, a lot of us have children that are getting ready to go to college, and we're kind of afraid to send them there because we spend good money on it, or our kids get scholarships. And then the problem is they come back somebody we don't know because of, in my opinion, all the indoctrination. So in your expertise, what are the pros and cons of sending our kids these days to college?
Yeah, no, great question. And I don't blame people for being concerned. One thing, I wouldn't lump all colleges or higher ed in the same bucket. But boy, when you look at the price tag of some of these places, it's incredible. And I think, you know, it helps people grow up and get supposedly different points of view. But I tell you what I discovered that always frankly drove me nuts is that most of us get trained as professors in very narrow slices of life and from an academic point of view. And sometimes there's an arrogance with that, that because we know a lot about a little thing, we think we know a lot about everything. And that gets shared, and it's not right. I'll give you an example. One time I was co-teaching a course in organizational behavior with somebody who was trained in sociology.
Was this at Northwestern?
Yeah. And he insisted on only teaching about the power and the politics, which would be a sociologist's point of view of organizations. I said, but that's not all there is. There's economics and there's psychology and there's structure. And he's like, I'm a sociologist. That's what I get paid for. That's what they're going to get. So I took it upon myself to expose the students to the rest of the angles that you could look at to learn about why things happen the way they do in organizations. But there's kind of that mindset that goes on there. The other thing that I wish, and some universities are doing this, is, you know, they say they teach critical thinking. I think more they teach how to be critical. Not
right.
Critical.
Good point. Good point.
And teaching things like first principles. You know, I get a kick out of listening to Elon Musk, and he talks about when he wants to do something new, he goes to first principles, not just using analogies. So think, you know, my background's cognitive science, so I get all excited about different ways to use your mind and things of that nature. But I really think it's important to teach students, people at all levels, how to think in different ways, how to learn, how to come at things, not just get a point of view and defend it, but how to form the point of view to begin with. So, you know, I do think that there are, one more thing I'll add, is places that are encouraging not just traditional, you know, college education, but like the trades are making a comeback. I read an article about that, that young people are more interested in using their hands and meaningful work and things of that nature. So I think all of that has room to teach people their purpose and, you know, get them good jobs. And if you come out of college and you're just kind of as lost as you were or more than when you went in, that's not worth your while or your parents' money or yours.
Yeah, and coming out with more debt.
That's right. You come out with debt and then you can't even get a job that begins to pay that debt off.
No, it is interesting, and we appreciate you breaking that down, especially since you've been around. You were in that environment for so long. How many years?
I was at Northwestern for 25 years and the University of Illinois before that for a few years.
My gosh, it's just, we're talking with Jeannie Egg now. She's the CEO and founder of ThirdAngleInc.com, ThirdAngleInc.com. We were talking about your book earlier, too. What kind of advice would you have for individuals who are trying to make progress in their life, because your book will also be open for individuals, not just companies?
Yeah, well, two things right off the bat is know what your core is and lead from that. And then look at your assets in the world around you according to that kind of core and purpose. And that sounds easy, but it's not. To really know what your purpose is takes some work. And I have a chapter in the book at the end of the book dedicated to the individual, you know, use of the book, and two stories about, for instance, I'll give you a show what I mean. So there's a woman who, when she was in high school, all her friends around her were going to be Texas debutantes. And her parents said, no, we're not going to let you go through that. But she had just this eye for fashion and helping people not only look their best, but be their best. And people trusted her. So she kind of carried this through, just thinking this was just a hobby of hers. When she finally realized, no, this could be a profession, that people trusted her and came to her for advice about how to care themselves, how to look, she became the biggest, you know, fashion advisor and shop owner in Houston, Texas.
Oh, wow.
And so, you know, something that you kind of did as a kid and thought, well, whatever, how do you think about that? Is maybe that's your purpose, maybe that's your calling, how do you run with it? And have people around you that encourage you and help you find that. And then, as I said, look at the network of resources you have around, and then which ones do you want to, do you need to build and lead with? So I think having that goes back to the mindset, and what I found in my own life, surrounding yourself with people with similar encouraging can-do mindsets is really important.
Boy, it is, isn't it?
It's such a great reminder of how much positivity in any group, whether it's a work setting, you have one negative person in your group, it can upset the whole company or the whole group.
Yeah, absolutely. And to not let them take control, you got to have the courage to say thanks and then move on, because it can drag that whole thing down.
Oh, man. And fast.
For sure. And really fast again.
We definitely get that. Jeannie, what are there any other things that we could talk to you about or things you'd like to leave our viewers and our listeners with in the final minutes that we have with you? Something that we haven't had yet. And I encourage you to go back because so many people love you as a guest and you're a great guest, terrific information. Anything else that you think's important to talk about, focus while we have you here?
So this is going to sound like shameless sales, but I do encourage people to go on the website and sign up. We'll let you know the book's coming out this summer. We'll send you an excerpt now. But if you get the book, one of the things that I like about it is that it has the actual method and tools in it that you can learn and put into practice in your business and your life. And
the power of hidden treasures.
I love that.
Right. And so it's got such wonderful stories. So people who go for the stories first and then say, well, what's behind it? How does all this work? You can read it that way, or you can read the method and kind of the backstory of why things work the way they do, and then read the stories. So it's kind of designed for both kind of learners. And I think I'm really excited about it. So it's a playbook and it's a storybook and textbook, if you will.
Who's the coolest, kindest celebrity that you've ever met? Because I know you've met a lot or people that the rest of the country would know. And I won't ask for bad stories. I'm just asking for positive stories.
I can't say you, Vic.
Yeah, no.
Of course it's you, Vic. You were fishing for her to say that. I love it.
No. Is there anybody from that standpoint?
A celebrity that we all know. I can't think of someone that... coming to mind.
Then my final question is, you've watched Cancel the Show. What do you think about our show? And is it all right if I share your feelings about a certain politician who was on our show that you saw?
Yeah. You mean the one that I thought thumbs up about?
Yeah. And she, yeah. Jeannie loves Andrew Bailey. She watched our show.
Oh, okay. She really liked Andrew. She's like, very good.
She's like, I love that politician.
Love that. A lot of our guests do too, Jeannie.
Good. And, you know, and I don't remark much about politicians, but I was like, oh, I like that guy. There's many reasons maybe why I would like to live in Missouri. Move over the river. I'm outside of Chicago right now, but St. Louis is home for sure. And I miss it there.
How are we doing at Cancel This, in your humble opinion? Now, you're looking, I want to let people know, you're trying to help us from a business standpoint. And I'm grateful. And I can't, and as we continue to thrive here, it will be a lot of the opinion and business advice that you're giving us. What do you see so far in us? And it could be negative, it could be positive.
I love the naturalness, the honesty, the evenness, I think. I mean, it's clear that you have you're coming at it from a particular philosophy, but it's not mean. It's not, you know, one-sided, beat people up. I think it's, you know, it's really about freedom of speech and not hypocritical at all. I think it's wonderful that you bring in these different topics. And, what I like, too, it's ranging from the politics to me, kind of your humble innovation growth consultant. So it's all kinds of things, but it's about making the world better and letting people speak up and come out. So I think that's wonderful.
Well, Jeannie, we appreciate you coming on the show today. Are you a Cardinals fan?
Oh, yes. Am I? Crossing my fingers that it gets a little better this year.
Yeah, I know. At least the National League this year is not very good, so they're all right now. They're fine. Yeah. They haven't gotten off to a great start, but they're fine. They're only a couple games out because nobody else has gotten off to a great start.
I wonder if she liked the Blues, because the Blues were here at our Strategic Air Services building this morning. Yeah, I held the door open for them. Yes.
Yeah, we broadcast live out of Strategic Air Services, arguably the best private airline that you're going to find around. It's a hangar. So the Blues come in and they'll fly. You just never know who's going to show up here. So the Blues were here this morning. Lizzie said, oh, they look like little kids.
I did. I didn't recognize that was them at all. I'm holding the door for these cute, you know, smiley 20-year-olds, it appeared to me, getting ready to go golfing. And then Kevin, who runs this building, goes, you know who that was, don't you? And I'm like, I have no idea. She goes, that was the Blues. And I'm like, oh, wow, they look like little bitty boys.
Well, Well, Jeannie, I've gotten so many compliments already. Phones line up. She is so lovely talking about you. She's so intelligent. Hell, even Abe, a Cubs fan, says that they'll take you. They'll accept you as a Cubs fan. And yes, we appreciate you. Check out the book. We'll give more information when it comes to that. ThirdAngleInc.com. ThirdAngleInc.com. Jeannie, we appreciate you. Thank you so much. And continued success with all these companies that you're helping. At some point in time, does NASA really do work? I mean, do they really do space work?
They do.
Okay.
They do. Here's if I could just say one thing.
Yes, because I know that you've worked extensively with NASA.
So here's where I think they need to uncover their hidden treasures. So much of what they do have implications for instance, health on Earth right now. But it's all about, you know, getting people to Mars and all that, which is great and aspirational. But it's like, take your light out from under the basket. I've been with them and I see like things that happen in space happen so much faster than they do on Earth. So how do you take that learning and apply it to healthcare, design of equipment, all those kinds of things? I'm not sure they do that enough.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. We'll get you back on the next time you come on, and we'll get you back on soon because I already know you would want to come back on, right?
Absolutely.
Can we dive into AI? Because we ran out of time. People don't know. Jeannie, you were studying AI 20 years ago, correct?
Yeah, in a way. Yeah. How to apply it when it wasn't such a big deal like it is now. People wondered if it would ever come to fruition, but I could see sort of where it was going. And so my punchline will be human wisdom coupled with artificial intelligence. I'm not sure we have enough of that.
Well, yeah, of
well
course.
Said.
All right, that's our next segment when we have you back on the show, Jeannie. We appreciate
Thanks
it. Have an awesome weekend, okay?
Yeah, you guys too. Thanks a million.
Thanks,
all right.
Jeannie.
Bye-bye. Such a sweet, super humble,
yes.
and intelligent woman.
She's as lovely as you said she was going to be.
Yeah, she really is. And met her back on Easter again, and we started talking. She asked about the business. She had heard from family members, and we started talking. I was like, oh my God, we got to get you on the show.
Yeah, she's wonderful.
And then I felt guilty because I was right. St. Louis has no chance.
Yeah, but apparently she says, and she's very smart, and I liked her answer about colleges. I really did. Because you have to almost send your kids to college. If they're not going to go to a trade, they have to go to college for certain degrees, and you send them there. And I liked her pragmatic way of talking about they should be going there to be taught how to think, not what to think.
Yeah.
So I love that about her.
No, I get it. And it's fantastic. And we try to bring you different guests. And it was a Friday show. And you and Megan have been amazing the last couple of days.
She's a delight. She's wonderful.
And it's one of those. And we normally go 8 to 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Lizzie's like, I'll go as long as I need to. I was like, no, I don't want to put you here by yourself for another hour.
Nobody wants to hear just me anyway.
Yeah, so. Stop it. And then Eric had a big concert last night.
He sure did.
So Eric Johnson, our Friday host, and he had a big concert with Platinum Rock Legends. They kicked off Westport Plaza again. And if they have a concert on a Thursday night, the chances of Eric getting up early and
slim to none.
Are slim to none.
Yeah, slim to none.
And Kelly Mano from the Kelly Mano Show, our social media superstar with millions of followers all over she had an appointment this morning with her dog.
Oh, so, yeah. And you know how important that her animals are to her.
Yeah, with her shelter that she works with.
Yes.
You can go to kellymano.com and find that out. So Kelly wasn't here today.
We keep missing each other. I'll be gone. And so we eventually have to meet up again.
And I do that medical thing on the side.
Yes, you do. So,
and I've got a medical conference going on right now as we speak.
Yes.
So we are going to call the podcast early on Friday and let everybody go have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy their Friday, make the most of their day. And of course, come back strong at the start of next week.
With your music. That music has to start the week next week.
I know. Do we do we take out the show on that music?
You betcha. Take it out.
Or do we go back to our normal just closing out the show?
No, we take it out to your song if Joe can find it.
I've got it right.
Yeah.
You do?
You have to.
We take it out on that?
You betcha. Right here.
All right. We talk out on this today. Guys, we appreciate it. This is Cancel This. CancelThisShow.com. Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 a.m. Central. All the time on our website. CancelThisShow.com. Vic Faust, Lizzie Sparks, Projo in the house. Yes, that's what we do. News headlines, politics, interviews from across the country, cancel culture education. All right, now I'm just...
I am so addicted to this song now, Vic. You have to make this the song. I love it. I really do.
I love it, too. I'd like to get... What is it? Mofo?
Yeah.
Mofo. No. Maybe we should get Mofo. 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 Mofo is a mofo.
And, of course, it's Friday, so you know what's going to happen today.
Love
it's the
it.
Friday news dump. All kinds of crap will break loose. You know what's going to happen. And then, of course, we keep track over the weekend. Yeah, we're done, and I'm sorry.
We'll be back strong on
Monday.
We don't
have a staff today. All kinds of things are going on
all
this.
Good, though. It's all good. No
it
issues
is,
here. We're all good here.
It is all good. Mm-hmm. What? Are we done? Are
we done? That's what everybody thinks. Even on a Friday. Are we done?
Guys, have an awesome weekend. Thank you for the support. You can go to our website, cancelthisshow.com. We have a donate button if you like what we do to support our free speech. Anything helps to help us pay all of our bills. We are grateful. Oh, yeah. I'm so glad I found this song.
I'm so glad you did, too.
I feel it.
Joe feels it. This is Cancel This. And here's our heads. There we go. See, there you go.
The best remake ever.
Yeah. I love it.
All right, guys. We love you. God bless. That does it for what we normally say, the fastest 2 hours in podcasting. But this shows you why we can't just do an hour.
That's right. We can't just do an hour. We have so much more we can
say. That was an hour plus just like that.
You betcha.
Hey, guys. Have a great weekend. If you have any stories, business partners, let us know. Vic@cancelthisshow.com. Lizzie@cancelthisshow.com. We'll check you guys out later. Have a great weekend. Never land.